Well, we get you ready for Thursday Night Football with... You want to turn that up a little bit? With the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
I thought we had a third host in the room today. That's why I was asking, you know?
Come on, man. Be nice.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to start off this show by saying I have a renewed respect for Urban Meyer, the head coach of Ohio State, for his comments about how to handle severe penalties for anyone caught lying in the NCAA. All right?
What is that?
Quote, if you intentionally lie about committing violations, your career is over. You're not suspended for two games or some of the silly penalties you have. You can't talk to a recruit for a week and a half or something like that. No. You're finished. That will clean up some things. He says, I'm not talking about mistakes made when you have a rule book like this, but if you intentionally pay a guy money or willfully have a second cell phone to make illegal phone calls, you're done. You can never coach again. You know what, Urban Meyer? Good for you. Good for you.
Amen. Can't argue with that one, Grant. Now, he did mention if you have a rule book like this. What that's saying, what I'm reading from that is, look, if I break something and I didn't really know, but right. If I'm doing stuff underhanded, all that type of stuff, that is something totally, totally different.
Yeah, because, you know, more information coming out today. And again, these are allegations from the FBI and their investigation. What the hell is going on today? I got voices over here. I got voices over there. Like, really? What's wrong with you in there? Take the freaking hat off. That's your problem. That's your problem.
Is that water?
Yeah, it's water.
Okay.
With ice in it. You want some?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I brought my own. I was just asking because you're
But it appears that, and again, these are allegations that Rick Pitino is very much involved with the mishap and the improprieties that went on in part of this investigation.
Well, now, first it was Adidas. Now it's Nike. Grant, I think that this is a rabbit hole, and there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of it. Kind of wanted your take. Jay Williams admitted on live television, that's the former Duke star, 1 year in the NBA before a motorcycle accident that ended his career. Jay Williams, and is now on ESPN, that his sports agency paid Kevin Love's AAU coach $250,000.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? To me, that sounds like maybe he's trying to get out in front of a story. I don't know.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me, and since we're talking about basketball, for right now I'm just going to keep it to collegiate basketball.
Yes.
If you want to cross over and go, but for right now, let's keep it to basketball. This is no great revelation, okay? But what it tells me is that the system and the way business is being done is broken and needs to be fixed. And that I don't have the answers, but that the cheating, and here's the other issue. It doesn't matter right now whether you feel that players should have a stipend or not, because the rule is
no.
So it doesn't matter whether you feel like, don't use that as your argument. The fact is that the rules are the rules, all right? Now, you may not agree with the rules, but you still have to follow the rules, all right? I mean, you know, it's like you may feel that 65 miles per hour on the freeway is slow, and I would agree with that in some instances. Well, I would. In some instances, I think it is. But if you go 85.
Right. That's something different.
Well, you can't tell the police officer that pulls you over, you know what, I think this is ridiculous, and you're still breaking the law, okay?
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make. So I think that at the end result of all of this, I think you're going to have stricter parameters, changes, what have you, to make it better for everyone.
Man, there's so many different ways to go here. When you just said that, Grant, you said it's broken, and I just think of all the stuff that we have going on there's a lot of things that are broken. When you say stricter, you know, it used to be, and I know you probably remember this, guys back in the day, and this was even before I played collegiate basketball, they had jobs like watching the gym, watching the grass grow. And then they stopped that and said, we're not going to have jobs. You're not going to be able to have jobs. And now you send the players to school and they don't have any money. They don't have the ability. So that's where that comes in. What is the fine line in the middle? Because I don't know. We can discuss it. But what's the fine line that allows the student athlete to support themselves and have money, but I guess you don't have a job because you know some people are going to have a job without having a job. So that's kind of where we're at. I think the irony in all this, Grant, is the fact that this has been going on for quite some time. It's just now that it's come to a head. And we were talking off air with Jay Johnson, our producer, about the fact that, yeah, this has been going on, and it's probably over a minuscule amount of money that someone really got peeved off and said, okay, I'm gonna drop dime on you. And now we are here.
This is, I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, and I think most people would agree, this is just the tip of the iceberg, man.
Yes. This
is a domino. The dominoes are starting to fall already, and there's a long line of dominoes, and they're all being knocked down one by one by one.
Well, Grant, I don't know. Have you ever read the book Shoe Dog by any chance?
I have not.
It's the story of Nike, and it's really interesting. For an entrepreneur, I have that spirit, and it's a really awesome book. I really say go get it. But it talks about this, and it talks about Sonny Vaccaro and how he was the first guy to take money from Nike and go out and said, I'm going to get you some colleges. And he goes to certain colleges, and the money that he was offering them, Grant, for a shoe deal was more than they were getting paid to do their job. And that has been and now with all of the money, it has been thrown around. AAU basketball has just made it a whole different playing field. When you talk about YBL and Nike and all these different things and the Adidas circuit and Vegas tournaments and all these different things that are going on, it is a money pit, and I think they're trying to rein it in. It's going to be difficult.
All right, other news today. The NBA passed some new legislation today involving the NBA lottery and draft lottery reform. They also made some new rules as it pertains to rest, which is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. But, I mean, it's hard to believe that we are actually have to have a rule about resting players. I mean, what a disgrace that is. But anyway, the draft lottery reform passed 28-1-1. All right, so 28 of the 30 teams said yes. Oklahoma City voted against. Dallas abstained. All right? By the way, if you're asking, the NBA needed 23 of the 30 teams to say yay to pass the legislation. All right, what does it mean? It means that beginning in 2019, not next year, but in 2019, if you have the worst record in the NBA, Doug, the worst record in the NBA in
right.
2019
mm-hmm.
will only have a 14% chance of getting the number one pick.
Yep.
In the past, it's been 25%.
Right.
Okay? It means that in 2019, you will only have a 40% chance of getting a top three pick, all right? Whereas in the past, you had a 64% chance.
Yes, sir.
And you will be assured of getting one of the top five picks. So the worst team in the league, the second worst team, and the third worst team each have a 14% chance of getting the number one pick. They all have the same percentage of getting a top three pick, 40%. Team four, 12.5%. Team five, 10.5%. What do I think about this? I think this is a really bad legislation that was passed. I think it's great for large market teams. I think it sucks for small market teams. I think this is a really bad plan if you're a small market team.
Explain to me, Grant, why you think the difference in the
because
dichotomy there.
The big market teams have a better success rate of getting top-tiered and second-tier free agents to go play for them.
Mm-hmm.
Small market teams have a more difficult chance. Now, you could come up with exceptions. You know, you could look at me and say, well, you know, but what about this player? There's always an exception to everything.
No doubt.
So what I'm saying is, like, let's use Cleveland, for example, okay? The Cleveland Cavaliers, when LeBron James leaves Cleveland, whatever right. that may be, the only way that the Cavaliers are ever going to be good again is to do what they did when they drafted LeBron James. They got lucky in the lottery, and they got the number one pick. And they got the number one pick because they were a horrible team back then, and they got the number one pick.
Well, he's already left, and when he left, there's to your point.
Right. And teams like Cleveland, and I can name many, many more, your best chance, and maybe your only chance, to ascend to a championship contender is you got to get really lucky in the draft. And generally, that means LeBron. That means San Antonio with Tim Duncan.
Yep.
Okay? That's the way you do it. Cleveland and other small markets, you're not getting the top-tiered free agents to go to a city like that. It's just not happening. And so because of this system in which now getting the first pick is even more difficult than it was in the past, I think it's a really bad system for small markets. I think it's really bad. However, I say that, and it was passed by every single small market team in the league with the exception of Oklahoma City.
Okay, I see your point. That makes sense. I think the difference in the percentages is where there's a big problem, Grant. When you look at team number one, now you have a 14% chance. You used to have a 25% chance. That's a difference of 11%. Then you go down 14% for number two and 19%. That's a 5% difference.
Right.
So there has to be and the difference in one and three now is absolutely nothing. And if you don't think that teams that are right, say if you're the fifth team, Grant, you're only going to have a 10%, and you want to move up, you're still going to tank to get into the bottom three. I would think there's still going to be that. So I don't know right away what the solution is, but I think that this is a step towards the conversation. I think a lot more thought maybe could have went into this.
And again, you know, I'm a huge proponent of what Adam Silver has done. I think he's done a marvelous job for David Stern.
Yes.
And I make my living in the NBA, so but I'm also not afraid to say what's on my mind. I think that this reform is bad. I think it's bad for small markets. I think it's hurt small markets. I think it becomes more difficult because you got to put more onus on being super lucky to get that stud player. And that's the best way. And really, you could make the argument the only way that a small market team is going to win a championship is because they hit that home run in the draft. Cleveland, San Antonio. You think San Antonio's winning all those championships without Tim Duncan? Stop
no.
it already.
Yeah.
All right? And I can go on and on. Now, here's something else that they did. All right? They talked about rest. All right? Rest. Have you ever heard of that?
Come on, Grant.
When you played?
Grant. You know when I rest? When the off season comes, or I have an off day, or right before the playoffs, something like that. I understand the mindset behind all this new sports science and different things like that, but I think it's went a little bit too far.
Adam Silver now has the ability to fine teams for sitting healthy players in instances that include nationally televised games, and they also, all right, want if here I'll just read it word for word. If teams decide to rest players in games, they are being encouraged to do so for home instead of away games. I've been saying that for years.
Yep.
That's great. Star players sitting out are expected to be on the bench during games. Who cares whether they're on the bench or not? And encouraged to be accessible to fans for interaction before the game. You know, again, I'm sorry. I don't think that means a damn thing because here's the deal. All right, and I'll use Memphis as an example last year over the holidays. So tickets go on sale. You're like, wow, Cleveland's coming in during the holiday period. I'm getting tickets. I'm taking my son and my daughter or my wife and whatever. Special game.
Right.
LeBron, by the way, did not even come to the game. He didn't even get on the airplane. Either did Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love.
Right. Left him at home.
Left him at home. So I have the tickets to the game. I find out that LeBron James is not playing because he's being held out for rest. They're only in Memphis once a year. You think I'm going to tell my son or daughter, oh, but you know what? Don't worry. He'll be wearing a jacket and tie, and he'll be sitting on the bench, so you'll still be able to see him. That's not what my son or daughter wants.
No.
That's, all right, I'm sorry. I don't care whether they're on the bench or not. And when you say, all right, that they're going to have interaction before the game with the fans.
Encouraged. So,
okay, but okay.
To have interaction. All right,
so you have an arena that sits 17,000 and sold out. So you're going to tell me that what? If you are fortunate enough to have the $2,500 seats, huh?
No, you're right. You're right. It's just,
I mean, come on.
As you say it so clearly, it's funny.
Stop it with that. All right, that's silly.
What about a mandatory autograph session?
You know what? Again, is that going to appease?
No, it's not.
I'm
just throwing it out there because they said encourage. Do you know what encourage means?
I know. And here's the deal. I think it's great that the league is saying, you know what? If you're going to rest those players, rest them at home.
I agree with that.
That is good.
Yes.
All right? I think it's – and now the schedule is so spread out, I don't think any players should rest, period. All right? If you want to rest, then don't get paid for the game. That's it.
What about, Grant, though, the person here in Sacramento that saves their money up to go down and see their player – and their player just doesn't happen to play. There's that, too.
There is that, too.
It's just more options.
I would say that there are probably, it's a small percentage of people in a market that only go to one game. There are those. But it's a small percentage. And, again, I don't want to stereotype, and but chances are, again, this does not take in everyone, but I'm just saying this. Chances are, if you're only going to one game a year, you're not that big of a fan anyway.
Yeah.
Chances are. Now, there are some people that, you know, don't have the income.
I run into them sometimes.
No, I do,
they
too.
I do, too. Man, I got to meet you and Grant. I came down. It was my first time.
And
I'm
you know
only
what?
Coming to one
and
game.
And I have people online, on Twitter, and that call up and go, man, I would love to go to a game. I haven't been to the new arena. I just can't afford it. And you know they're sincere.
And I've seen you.
And I've given them my tickets.
God bless
Katie
you.
Katie Christensen does it all the time. And others, you know, where we go, wow, you know what? Or I'll figure out a way to get them into the game. And for there are people that can only go to one game. And so, yes, you're accurate about that. But still, you got 41 chances to see your home players. You only have one chance if you're in Memphis and Cleveland's coming in.
This is true, and which makes it – and if now with these mega teams, whatever you want to call them, that have multiple stars, do not rest all of them. That is just – it's disrespectful. It absolutely is. And if you are going to rest them, they need to get on the plane. They need to make the trip. They need to come. I mean, do everything that you can. It's crazy that we're talking about this because they mentioned, Grant, nationally televised games. They mentioned ESPN, ABC, and TNT. Those are the nationally televised games. You know, I always say back in the day. Well, back in the day, we were dying to play because we wanted the whole country to be able to see. Now, there's so many TV games that it doesn't mean really that much to anyone anymore. When I say anyone, I mean the players. We're on national TV all the time, so it doesn't matter. It's like the Yankees, for God's sakes.
All right. We are with you for 2 hours. And again, we get you up till 5 o'clock and we'll get you to Lambeau Field. All right, we'll get you to Lambeau Field. It will be the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears. If you want to call the show, as I mentioned, 339-1140-800-920-1140. We do expect the head coach of the Kings, Dave Yeager, to call at 4:30. We're waiting for confirmation on that. But, again, we are hoping to have him on. Let's get to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Nate, D.C. Love the show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Wanted to talk about what you're talking about, which is the NBA trying to mandate teams into playing certain players that they're on whenever. I kind of equate this to somebody telling me how to raise my kids or how to discipline my kids. Leagues run leagues. Teams run teams. And if your player's not playing that your kid wants to see, you know what? There's something out there just as equal you can take your kid and do, whether that's taking him snowboarding or taking him fishing. There's plenty of other things out there to do besides going to the NBA. I mean, there's River Cats. There's the Sacramento Republic. I mean, there's other choices out there. Now, granted, he's going to be disappointed. But you know what? Life is full of disappointment. And maybe you teach that kid at an early age how to handle it, and he's not so bothered.
Jerry, nobody is going to go to the River Cats and think that's making up for not going to an NBA game to see someone. Stop it with stupid comparisons, would you please?
Jerry,
stop it. That's like saying, you know what, we had tickets to go see Hamilton on Broadway, but at the last minute we decided to go see Tom, Dick, and Jane on Off-Broadway, you know, on 58th Street and 2nd Avenue. Stop it already.
You don't want to admit that you're going to Broadway? Come on, Grant.
Jerry.
That's stupidity, Jerry.
I like the fact that he said they were going to be let down, because as he was talking, I was with him, and then I looked at you like, really?
Come on, Jerry.
LeBron James is coming to town. I'm sorry we can't go. And nothing against the River Cats, but we're going to go watch
the River. About 5 River Cats games every summer.
We're going to the Republic.
But I mean, let's come on now. All right, stop it.
Jerry, we love you, man, but that was bad.
Even Doug Christie, Jerry, said it was bad. And Doug doesn't ever say anything bad about anybody, but he just said for you that was a bad call. So if Doug Christie tells you that it's a bad call, that's a really bad call.
Jerry, it is 3:24. Time to get your UC Davis Aggies football tickets as they host North Dakota at Aggie Stadium this Saturday, 6 p.m. Go to UCDavisAggies.com.
We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. We got through that half hour, eh? Couldn't have done it without Jerry, though.
No, Jerry just brought us back down to earth. And, boy, oh, boy, sometimes, man, they're listening, and then sometimes they're not listening.
They're always listening.
Yes.
Even when they say they're not listening.
They're listening.
Let me tell you something right now. They're listening.
Oh, man.
Who do you like in the game tonight? Green Bay at home. You know, again, short week, injuries, playing against a team that is not very good, but, you know, again, the Packers barely beat a bad Bengals team.
You know, Grant, when I look at this one, I obviously want to say the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, because he's, you know, of the two quarterbacks, again, and he's the better, right? But you mentioned injuries, and the Bears have played well. I think that it's hard for me to even say that, Grant, that the Bears go in here and win by a field goal. But I'm going to go with that, Napes. I say the Bears get this one on the road by 3, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I think they
figure out a way to get her done. I think they surprise Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay is – they're not playing good football. They have injuries. Aaron Rodgers, he's a mother, and I understand it is the Cheeseheadville, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I just I have a feeling on this one, and that's why I don't gamble.
So you're going with the upset?
Yes, I am.
All right.
That would be the upset of the week, Napes.
I haven't even looked at all the games yet.
I haven't
yet,
either, but I'm going with that one.
I would agree with you. That would be the upset of
by
the week.
By a field goal.
You just made all the people in the Windy City very happy, the ones that are listening to this show. I can tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know what's crazy? That they have played 195 times.
Yes.
All right. Well, this will be the 195th meeting. I take that back. And the series is 94-94-6 all time. How about that?
Man, that is crazy.
Now, the Bears are 4-15 against Aaron Rodgers, but this Bears team is a lot different.
Yes, it is. It's funny because, you know, when you look back at the great Bears team that, you know, won the Super Bowl shuffle, all those with the fridge and all that, and then after that comes Brett Favre, and right after Favre comes Aaron Rodgers, so they've dominated as of late. But 94-94-6, huh?
94-94-6, a 7-point favorite are the Green Bay Packers.
Come on, Grant. 7 points at home in a frozen tundra? It's not
September,
frozen
bro.
Right now. I understand. I'm just, that's what they call it, Napes.
You're a beauty.
I've heard that from time to time. I didn't mean the tundra was frozen, Grant. And on top of that, I think they have like a.
Yeah, it's never frozen anymore.
Yeah,
they have heaters
in the ground.
So, how about that, huh?
Yeah, you can't call it frozen tundra anymore.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
it's
we need to. So forget what I said. Hey, Chris, dump that right there. Dump that right there. My bad.
It's okay, buddy. And again, when you look at the offensive line injuries, it's that could be a real big key. That could be a real good key, how the Packers are going to deal with their offensive line injuries. They're saying that Lucas Patrick may make his very first start on the offensive line tonight. This is, you know, again, the injury report on Thursday particularly always really factors in big time.
Well, you know, I will say this as well. When you look at the Bears, their front seven, they've been getting after it. I know they aren't established as of yet, meaning that you don't have any household names that are just going to jump out at you. But the point is, they've been getting after some teams. And if your offensive line isn't up to snuff right now, I think they're going to get after Aaron Rodgers. And we've seen if with most quarterbacks, Grant, if you can get him off their spot, now he's a little special because he can actually move and throw the ball. But, I'd say, hey, only 7 points at home? Yeah, by three, the Bears.
All right, let's get to Dudley. You're on with Grant and Doug. What's up, Dudley?
I'm just amused by what Jim Rome said about the college basketball scandal, that one of the people the FBI arrested, the one at Alabama, was on the NCAA Rule Enforcement Committee. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part of Jim's show. I listened to it for about an hour today, so that was not when I was listening.
Yeah, but apparently the one they arrested for Alabama was on the NCAA enforcement branch.
Right, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, Dudley? Grant and I say this to each other daily now. Nothing really surprises us. Does that surprise you, Dudley? I mean, it just you see so many different things.
No, not really. Just Tony Bazzaro. And here's the main thing. The FBI is going to run this investigation.
Yep.
The same way they do if they're investigating the mafia. You arrest the guys low down, put pressure on them for a deal, and then they spare the beans on the hires up. That's exactly how.
Well, there are a lot of people going down in this, that's for sure. I don't think there's any question about it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I think that this is, like you said, Grant, this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this was the first shot across the bow, and it was a huge one. And if that is the tip, oh, boy. I mean, because you go from Adidas, now you put Nike in there, you got Louisville, you got so many different big-time colleges as well.
All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140, we get to Larry. Good afternoon, Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, Grant. Good afternoon, Doug.
Hey.
Hey, Doug, hey, you're drinking on that same drink that Jerry's drinking on if you think my Packers are going down to the Bears tonight.
We shall see. Only 7 points at home, Larry? Come on, man. I would think you're at home. You should be at least 10, right? Come on.
Too many injuries, but Aaron's going to get it done.
That's what everyone says. You're dependent on Aaron. But if this Chicago front seven gets to him, what happens then, buddy?
It won't matter. He's good for at least two, three touchdowns. Good for at least three.
You know, again, the injury report yesterday had both their starting tackles listed as doubtful. All right, so you're starting left tackle, your starting right tackle listed as doubtful. And let me tell you something. That is a big issue here. No question about it.
And Larry, my drink was watered down, man.
The starters didn't play last week either, and we saw they had problems protecting Aaron, but he only needs a little window. He only needs a little window. So I'm hoping that they get it done, but I just can't see it.
Oh, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Call in tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
All right. Take care. Let's get to Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hey, Grant, Doug. How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk a little investigation with you guys. I've been listening pretty much all day to Sports Talk Radio between the station and ESPN Radio.
Yep.
And I've heard a bunch of callers call in from yesterday, the day before, and today, kind of when the story broke, about how shocked everybody is. And I'm wondering what bubble these people are living in to where they don't think that this hasn't been going on for years.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been listening to national radio all day, too. I haven't heard one person call up and say they're shocked. I'm not saying you're hearing things incorrectly, but I'm with you. Anyone that would say that is living in a bubble or is extremely naive.
Yeah, Casey, both Grant and I, and I've said many times, I mean, all that I've ever seen about NCAA and college sports in general, I've seen this quite often. So the point that I brought up yesterday, Casey, is why now? Why all of a sudden now? Somebody upstairs peed on somebody downstairs, and boy, oh boy, it's about to hit the fan. But I don't think it's surprising. I don't think Grant does either, Casey.
Yeah, no, I was listening yesterday on ESPN Radio, Russillo's show, and he was talking about how the stories are coming out that apparently somebody didn't get paid, and so somebody flipped at that point and started talking about what they weren't getting paid and what was going on. So
Hello?
It did get paid, so now we're finding out about it. But this has been years and years.
Well, you're breaking up. You got a bad connection. Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't go on everywhere.
No.
Okay, so you can't just paint everything with a broad brush. But I'm with Doug. I mean, if you're shocked by this, then you're not living in the real world.
No, because, Grant, I mean, we've seen it in small pieces.
Yep.
Whether yesterday I mentioned, and I'm going past money, the scandal at Baylor with rape allegations and the scandal at Baylor with a college basketball player being killed by his teammate. And we can go on and on. Arizona State, you know, rigging games and all the different things that have happened. And we're talking shoe money, and shoe money has been around, and these companies have been around for a long time. And it is big business, Grant, to have the jump man on the Michigan logos when they run out on the football field, and Nike on jerseys and Adidas on jerseys, and they fight for that. And if you can get your hooks in early, you have a better chance. LeBron was a good story in that book that I'm telling you about, Grant, because in high school he wore Adidas. And Sonny Vaccaro took him to a meeting with Adidas and told them to offer him a number. And I believe that number was $100 million. He said, do not put anything in front of him under $100 million. And they slid like $60 million across the table. And now you see he is a global icon with Nike. And they lost just because they didn't listen. They had their hooks in. They didn't do what they were supposed to. And I'm sure somebody lost their job because of it.
We'll be right back. We'll take more of your phone calls. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, Grant Napier and Doug Christie. Practice is running long today, so we will have Coach Dave Yeager on tomorrow. And we look forward to having him on. That's tomorrow. And as soon as we get the time down, we will pass it along to you.
That's not all bad. Extra practice. I'm all good for that.
We'll get a chance to see them a little bit on Monday. And then they go on the road for a couple of games. And then they're back home a week from Monday against Portland. And then they're right back out on the road for two more games.
And it is on top of us before we even knew
it.
Yeah,
opening night coming up on October 18th.
I'm ready. I mean, I'm already ready. And it is 3:49. Grant, what time is it in Thailand?
Right now in Thailand, Mr. Christie, it is 5:49 in the morning on Friday.
5:49 in Thailand, 3:49 here. Time to get your UC Davis Aggie football tickets as they host North Dakota at Aggie Stadium this Saturday, 6 p.m. Go to UCDavisAggies.com.
All right. Again, we welcome your phone calls. The domino effect from the big news this week involving the FBI investigation into college basketball. And, gosh, again, this is just going to continue to escalate more and more and more. And I don't know where it's going to stop. I really don't. But this thing has got a long way to go before it's all over.
Yeah, Grant, first of all, the FBI has been investigating this for 3 years. So that lets you know that they done their homework. From my understanding, they were bugging hotel rooms, a lot of different things. So this isn't just something that they're throwing against the wall. Now, that is for the top players. That's for the people at the top who now are probably going to give up the people going down the ladder so that they can make sure, because a lot of numbers have been thrown around. 80 years in prison for a couple of them. I think they'll come off of that.
Yeah, as you said, the FBI is not going to waste 3 years, okay, and then say, well, you know, no. I mean, this thing is getting ugly real soon. And I made this comment on Tuesday when it first came out. I said to you, I go, how many people involved in this particular sport of college basketball are sweating bullets right now?
Oh, boy. And that's kind of not that I'm saying Jay Will had anything to do with meaning Jay Williams from ESPN, but when statements like that are made, it seems in like I'm getting out in front of this. I don't want no parts of this. $250,000, that's not just like saying, oh, I gave him $100. That's a lot of money. So whoever did that, they're under the bus right now as well.
And hats off to Urban Meyer, the head coach of Ohio State, who said he's in favor of simple and severe penalties if you're caught lying in the NCAA. Quote, if you intentionally lie about committing violations, your career is over. You're not suspended for two games or some of the silly penalties you have. You can't talk to a recruit for a week and a half or something like that. No, you're finished. Man. That will clean up some things. Yes. Amen to Urban Meyer. You're absolutely correct.
Yes, I would agree with that,
because
Grant.
Here's what happens. A coach does a misdeed at University A,
right,
and next year they're at University B.
How about that?
Right, like, it happens all the time.
Yeah, like it's just going to go away. No, it's not. What you're bringing with you is going wherever you're at, and you see it a lot. That's why I asked you yesterday, did you think Patino is going to land on his feet somewhere, even though he's in his late 60s?
No chance.
And you said no chance. And no way that he gets a lower Division I, even if, Grant, it's proven, which it's going to take probably a couple years, that he didn't have anything to do with this?
Well, that would be the only way.
Okay. Right. So it wouldn't be a high D1. It might be a low D1.
Not happening.
Yeah. And on top of that, I mean, they owe him $44 or $40 million or something like
that. Here's the other deal. It's not just this. It's the stripper scandal, the hooker strand. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Who's going to hire Rick Pitino?
Hey. They keep doing it now, and you know he's been the Teflon Don in Kentucky. I mean he made it through. I don't know how, but he made it through. And if not for this, he would obviously still be the coach there right now.
All right, 339-1140. That's 339-1140. 800-920-1140. We're about an hour away from getting you to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the Packers and the Bears, Green Bay had to do everything they could to win against the Cincinnati Bengals a week ago. And now they take on another team that you would think they would have no problem. But here's the deal. What do we talk about this year in football? Offensive lines.
Yes.
Right? And what do we say with offensive lines? We say the teams that have bad offensive lines are the teams that are really struggling. Well, guess what? The Packers are going to be, in all likelihood, without both of their starting tackles tonight.
And you know what? We've had callers call in, and the point is Aaron Rodgers is so good that they're still 7-point favorites at home, because if they have an offense that allows him to get the ball out of his hands, he's going to be extremely accurate. He throws a rifle ball. So, yeah, could he overcome it? But this is the Bears. They're improving. But against a good team, Grant, like that, you're not going to stand a chance, because they are going to put him on his back and turn over the football. And before you know it, they're going to run him out of the arena.
All right. Grant Napier and Doug Christie. We've got the final weekend of Major League Baseball, and the Indians winning earlier. And still we have not determined who's going to have, you know, home field all the way through. But some very interesting games. As the Indians win their 100th game of the year, again, take a look at what's going on with the Houston Astros.
Yep.
This thing's not over yet, you know, and then it's just – that's why you play 162 a lot of times.
Man, it's going to be interesting coming down. And when you talk about the wild card games, those are going to be extremely interesting, because it comes down to one game. So – baseball, you know, even though it's obviously it's a long season, you say 162, but now you get to nut cutting time, and boy, oh boy, we're going to have some good baseball going forward here.
Yeah, Cleveland has 59 losses. Houston has 60 losses. Mm-hmm. Both those teams have won 8 of their last 10 games. Right?
Wow.
How about that for you? So they're both playing very well coming down the stretch.
Yeah, deliver when you need to.
Absolutely. All right, we will come back. We'll have hour number 2. Right here on this Thursday edition of Sports 1140 KHDK.